time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Howard Blender is a second-generation rancher raising beef cattle in the Flint Hills of Chase County, Kansas. His is a life tied to the rhythm of the seasons and the dictates of weather. He joins us now from his home in Cottonwood Falls. Howard, always good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the weather down there today, Howard?
It is sunny and kind of chilly. We have a north breeze this morning, and it's starting to warm up.
What are you looking at as I talk to you, Howard? I think you're on a cell phone. What are you looking at?
I am out in a field that I was planting wheat in before we had a rain 2 days ago, and seeing if I can go this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, the weather is so different from the early snowstorm that hit South Dakota last week. There's fears up there of possibly 100,000 head of cattle killed. What do you think the losses up there will do to the beef market nationally?
Well, it's definitely the closer you are to it, it's definitely going to have a bigger effect. As far as me personally, it's probably going to drive the price up, but where I obtain my cattle from, it will probably, numbers-wise and everything, we won't see much difference.
Huh. Have you already sold your herd from this year?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
What I do is I buy cattle starting in November, December as a rule. Sometimes earlier, sometimes later, get them backgrounded, which means they get a full round of vaccine for health purposes.
And you sold them why, Howard? Why'd you sell them when you did?
What I did is I sold them on a video auction on the internet, and they then were delivered at a time that was predetermined by me, basically. And with some flexibility, coincide with to work for the buyer.
And when you say you sold them via video, meaning that you actually took a camera out there and showed your cattle on the camera and someone bought them on that basis?
Yes, and there's video auctions on the internet. And there's any number of them that have sprung up over the last few years. And some of them, have been, longer than others.
Well, I just learned something new.
Pardon?
I just learned something new. I'm glad to know it. I didn't know you could sell them via video like that. I mean,
Yes. Do
you know how many heads you're going to buy in November or December, and what determines that?
Weather, how much feed I have, a big determining factor, how far along I am on, my fall harvest, that type of thing, and all play a factor in how soon I purchase or start purchasing cattle.
Yeah.
There's no set number. When we get one thing done, we start on another project, as a rule.
Howard, as I listen to you, it all sounds so unpredictable, and yet you continue to ranch down there, and people might wonder why you continue to do it, but I heard that your answer has to do with something an old-time rancher you knew once told you. Tell us about him.
He was a very, as most of us, you understand that Mother Nature and a lot of things that you can't control determine how things go for you. And he was up in his 80s at the time. He has since passed, but he was down at the coffee shop spending some time. He had slowed up and didn't have as many cattle on hand, but one of the guys there asking, why he was still doing this at his age when he didn't really need to. And he says, it's kind of like this. He says it just eliminates the necessity of going to Las Vegas and going to the casino and gambling.
That's how he answered that, eh?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you a gambler by nature yourself, Howard?
I think we there's all a little all of us involved in agriculture. There's a certain percentage of what I call riverboat gambler in our makeup.
That's a hard way to live, Howard.
Yeah, but it's got many advantages too. I mean, I'm actually a third generation. You said second generation, but I'm actually the third generation that's been on this place. My grandfather, and then my dad, and then myself, and then my children, and grew up on it. And it's a good place for kids to grow up.
It's sort of in your blood, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You either like it or you don't.
Yeah. Howard, it's always good to have you here. You know, I always appreciate you taking some time. So come back and visit with us again sometime soon, okay?
I'll be glad to.
Howard Blender is a third-generation rancher raising beef cattle in the Flint Hills of Chase County, Kansas.